News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, successful racehorses linked to some of the biggest names in Irish racing were among 4,000 horses slaughtered in British and Irish abattoirs since 2019. A BBC Panorama documentary last night showed footage filmed inside one of the UK's biggest abattoirs, which it is claimed show rules surrounding the slaughter of horses being breached. For more on this, we're joined by John Carmody, founder of the Animal Rights Animal Network. John, did you see the programme? And if so, what was your reaction?
Good morning to Vincent. I did indeed see the programme, and my reaction has been the very same as what it was when we spoke back in February, when we all woke up to the grotesque picture, I think, of Gordon Elliott sitting on top of a collapsed horse that was used for racing. But this is something that we would have been aware of for a hell of a long time. We've been screaming from the rooftops to people who would place bets in bookies around the country for years, telling them that this was inherent in that industry. And thankfully, viewers got a look at that last night.
Now, I think it's accepted within the industry, and indeed the guidelines suggest that while owners and trainers have a whole of life responsibility for the horses that they own and manage, in many instances, if a horse gets an injury or there is no other way of rehabilitating the animal, it can be euthanized in a humane way. Do you accept that, even though there seem to be breaches of those humane procedures in the abattoir featured in the UK last night?
You know, good question, Vincent. But again, wherever animals are used for entertainment and profit, corners will always be cut. And we've been saying that for a hell of a long time too. The reality here is this, is that anyone that goes in and places a bet on horse racing or greyhound racing or any other animal that has to run for its life, there is going to be huge problems with the welfare of these animals. And not only just that, there's always a downward spiral of animals then who end up needing to be killed. And I think viewers, up until last night, may have heard from time to time, anytime there was, like, for instance, Cheltenham or Grand National, where, you know, they often see horses falling over the leaps, breaking their legs, for instance. Yeah, breaking their legs. And we'd hear of these horses being put down, but very few people would have believed that this was actually happening in abattoirs and in slaughterhouses. And the reality is, to any viewers that are listening this morning, is that these animals are being killed in their thousands. And it didn't come from animal rights people, it came from the BBC Panorama last night. But the reality is this, is that what I would be saying to people is this, is that to rip up their betting slips and to just walk out of that booking
I appreciate
just
your
never return again.
I appreciate your principle and your position and principle, John, but I suspect that's not going to happen. It's also a very big industry, a €2 billion industry in Ireland, provides livelihoods to a lot of people, and a lot of people in the industry do look after their animals. But were you particularly surprised that the number of Irish horses going to Britain to be slaughtered, with all the suffering and travel trauma that involves? Surely there are abattoirs here that are licensed to do so.
Well, there is, and the numbers did not surprise me at all. I've been well aware of that for a hell of a long time, and it's inherent in all these industries. And here's the other thing as well, Vincent. Look, it's an old-fashioned industry, to be quite honest with you. And yes, it makes a hell of a lot of money, and I don't think that industry is going anywhere anytime soon. But I can tell you here and now, just like when we said from the days when circuses with animals, when they were parading those elephants around, God love them, in those big heavy chains, or those tigers pacing around back and forth in rusty old cages for many years, we told all those industries that there is no future, and now they're wrapping up. I can tell you here and now this as well, with respect, that it's probably not going to happen in the next few years, but eventually horse racing will come to an end as well. And let's have this conversation in about, I don't know, 10 or 15 years.
No, John, we understand your position. That's a principled position. Could I ask, put one last thing to you? Horse Racing Ireland weren't available for an interview this morning, unfortunately, but they did put out a brief statement last night, and they said that they unreservedly condemned the practices shown in the images from the Swindon UK abattoir, and HRI supports calls for an investigation by the relevant UK authority into this abattoir. Do you think Horse Racing Ireland has a responsibility to investigate what's happening here, that the trainers, including Gordon Elliott last night, who claimed he didn't know some of the horses that he gave on ended up in this abattoir, that, you know, that should be policed much more stringently as to where horses go when they finish their careers?
Well, here's the thing. They're going to be green in the face trying to do all that, okay? The reality is they can pick whatever slaughterhouse they want. Cameras will always be there for animal rights campaigners to place. More footage will come out again. more exposes will come out again. More suffering and more heartbreaking cruelty will come out again. So my message to listeners today is just anything they can do to be kinder is to be commended. But definitely reconsider the next time they're going to go into a booking shop, and definitely rip up those book bets and leave the store.
Okay, John Carmody, founder of the Animal Rights Animal Network. Thanks for joining us. Anybody who saw that documentary last night, we'd like to hear from you. Some fairly traumatic images, all right, and they didn't show everything.
I'm not an animal rights activist in any way, as in I love animals, but I'm not involved in that activism. But I wonder, is John right? I wonder in time will we see dog racing and horse racing go the way of circuses?
It'll take a long, long time, because it's a very vested industry here, particularly in rural Ireland.
Yes,
and to be
when
fair,
you see
a lot of people do look after
veganism
the animals.
Veganism and all of that now, I think it's a different world. But let us know, as you say, Vincent, 53106, what did you make of the documentary, and what do you think about all of that you have just heard?